pretending to be something.
Not pretending to be something when she's just a common someone, you know, somebody.
Okay. Now, a person who's real active and quick and everything, you might say, she's real what? How would you describe that?
Well, she's real jolly or...
Or what else would you say? Someone who's just always doing something, you know? They real quick.
Quick or active, that person's here say. Would that be right?
Well, I just want to know what you would say.
I'd say...
How about an old person that was real quick, you might say?
That person sure has got a lot of...
A lot of energy about him, or he's real thoughtful, or...
Or a child, or even a dog, how would you describe them? If they were real quick and always real active and everything, you'd say... Or you might say that child is real what?
Real bright.
Okay. Would you ever say they're real lively?
Yes.
How would you use that? Would you use it more about young people or old people or what?
Well, it's mostly young people who are real lively and quick and active. And jolly.
Okay. Well, you might say, well, she isn't afraid of that anymore, but she... What? She isn't afraid of it now, but she...
But she...
In the past, she...
She was scared of it, afraid of it, or...
Okay, well... Yeah, she said
she used to be afraid of it.
Okay.
She used to be afraid of it.
Okay. Well, and then on the other hand, you might say, well, she is afraid of that now, but she didn't.
Didn't used to be.
Okay. And someone who is always making a lot of mistakes from not paying enough attention to what they're doing is real.
Is careless.
Okay. Like me, huh? And something that's real odd or real strange, you might say, well, that's what? Another word you might use for that.
Well, you could say, well, it's kind of an odd...
Well, instead of odd or strange, you might say, that's
rare.
Okay.
Rare.
What about?
Be ripped.